Okay, time for I've Been Thinking. Olivia, would you like to start?
Yes. Well, I've been thinking this time of COVID and pandemics and the use of our natural resources and how we're sort of ruining the world in many ways. There's a thing called the Earth Overshoot Day. I don't know if you know about this one, Wallace, but
no.
It's where we as humanity use more of nature than the planet can renew in a whole year. And in 2017, that was Overshoot Day was August the 2nd. And in 2018, it sort of crawled backwards to August the 1st. And it's crawling backwards and backwards and backwards. So we're actually using more and more resources every single year than the Earth can renew, which is quite scary, really. And then when you look it up for, you know, us as a country here in New Zealand versus the world, if the world lived like we are here in New Zealand, and this is predominantly because we are agriculturally based, Earth Overshoot Day would be May the 5th. So we have a big job to do here in New Zealand to actually restore the balance of nature. Otherwise, you know, we are in some serious ecological debt at the moment. So I've been just thinking about how can we shift that right now, given the opportunity with pandemic and how that's given us an opportunity to reset.
And it has, hasn't it? It's given us an opportunity. Do you think we'll take it? Do you think that the COVID-19 will be that reset? What are your thoughts?
I really, really hope so. There are many, many people in all walks of life that are talking about, you know, oh, wow, I don't actually have to go to work every single day. Oh, wow, I can work like this more often, or I've taken up yoga and I'm really enjoying it. So there are people that have almost woken up. Others will be too scared to take that step. So I just hope the momentum is there to keep us moving forward and to really do a reset, a proper reset. The world needs it.
Very good. All right. I've been thinking, Eli Mathewson.
Okay, so we got 6 more days, I think, of New Zealand Music Month, and I'm just starting to get into it, just in time. I think it's because we're all like we're interested in buying local and appreciating local things, and I feel like the energy in New Zealand at the moment is so driven to appreciate everything local. Like I did one of the first gigs back at the Classic, the Comedy Club, on Saturday night. And just it was sold out, which is a new capacity because obviously they actually spread everyone out a little bit more. But the vibe there was so different than it usually is. Normally, there's so many people kind of who've dripped in from backpackers or wherever, and they don't really know what they're in for. But it felt like a packed audience of people ready to support local artists.
Isn't
that
fantastic?
Yeah, it's amazing. And I've just been going through today, pulling together a little New Zealand music playlist on Spotify, which I'll post on Twitter later on if you want to chuck me a follow. It's
yes.
called Eli Love New Zealand
Definitely.
Music. The best song I've rediscovered, I'd forgotten about, is by the Straw People called Taller Than God. Love that one.
Aren't the Straw People just fantastic? I went down a route of rediscovery with the Straw People when I interviewed, what, about a year or a couple of years ago, Mark Tierney. And what great tunes and great beats.
Really good beats. And I remember they had a cool video, the one for Drive, one of 2 songs featuring Vic Runga called Drive, but they had that like computer animated woman in the video, which I was obsessed with as a child as well.
Yes. What were you going to say, Olivia? You were going to say something?
Oh, no. I was just agreeing with you in terms of the beats. They're awesome beats.
Yes. We might try and play some Straw People in the next week or so in celebration of New Zealand Music Month. But so that gig at the Classic went well, did it, Eli? Because we have talked about this on the program, that events have obviously really, really struggled. How is the Classic doing, do you know?
I mean, it's looking all right for now. They can fit 70 people in. It's normally 140. So obviously it's a little bit less. And the table service kind of slows things down. But the vibes were really good and all the comedians are supporting in every way they can. So it was a really full, like if you go down to the Classic at the moment, you're going to get amazing lineups as well. It was like Paul Ego was on, Michelle Lane Court was on. It was like, yeah, they're really stacking it up to really get people in. And it was sold out both Friday and Saturday.
Oh,
so
that is such good news. So let's keep that continuing. Eli Mathewson and Livia Esterhazy with me this afternoon on the panel. 4 p.m. we go to Dr. Ashley Bloomfield and the Prime Minister for the latest press conference.